is this? Oh, sounds like church music.
Soul, Sandy, it's soul.
Good morning, Sandy Williams, sitting in for Earl Ingram.
We get Scott Williams today, too.
We've got the Williams boys. It takes two of us to fill Earl's shoes.
How many Williams?
Yeah. I have lost the best. So we've been talking this morning about education to some extent, and now we've sort of morphed over into talking about how it is that some issues are like red meat. You throw it on the table, and it's an emotional issue. And my view of emotional issues, and the one that politicians really love discovering, is the issue that you can bring up and thought processes stop, emotions kick in, enthusiasm and raucousness sets in, it's the stuff that Donald Trump uses at his large rallies. People come away from his rallies say, I've never felt such excitement. It's because everyone has turned in their brains and turned on their emotions. And so I think education's one of those issues.
I agree with that entirely. I think, though, there is also like that fear produces action.
Yes.
And I think the idea of protecting children, it's not purely along racial lines. I think socioeconomically it's true as well.
Yeah.
That there are other reasons why.
Yes, children are clearly.
But keeping children safe is at the core of what they think they're trying to do. So inherently, if you're organizing around that idea that we're keeping our children safe, it's going to lead to intense emotion.
Well, but the same thing is true of so many of the conservative issues. So they line up around the Constitution and protecting the Constitution. That's the super benefit, the super object that they're pursuing. So it's the Constitution. It's sacred voting, the sanctity of votes.
Do you think they believe in that, though, in their hearts? Do you think they believe in that?
Well, I think they do. I mean, I do think they believe in it. I think that's the difficulty in the dialogue, is that people who feel strongly about it believe in it, but they haven't thought it through. So that, for instance, during the news that came up during our break, they talk about Ron Johnson, our fine senator, who wants to, who's worried about a bill in Congress that would sanctify, would essentially validate same-sex marriage. And he says that he's worried about it because of it, what it would do to freedom of religion. So freedom of religion are those magic words that you can evoke the Constitution and these rights. And what in the world does same-sex marriage have to do with everybody else's freedom of religion?
When are other organized religions in our country going to win what seems like a lob of a court case where they pursue these, Christian? The idea of separation of church and state, not including Christianity, meaning Christianity is connected to the state, is I feel so clearly against the deliberate intentions of the founders, and yet that would be a direct contradiction to the way conservatives argue about the Constitution generally.
Yeah. I think I said on an earlier show that the founders were really worried about the Catholic state, okay? But you can replace Christian with Catholic, and you've got the same theoretical problem.
Yeah.
And so, what's going on here? And we've got Justice Alito with this speech to Notre Dame, in which he's worried about religious freedom being under attack, when it strikes me that what the very opposite of that's what's happening is that freedom, the freedom of religious belief, is under attack, because there are plenty of people who don't fall into the category of Christian nationalists. Mm-hmm. Kind of what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of it harkens back to a certain philosophical argument of America being built in certain fundamental Judeo-Christian values, and they take certain Bible passages or certain ideas that were inspired by the Christian philosophical revolution and say, okay, well, the idea of every single person having an inalienable right to life, right? That's a very Christian idea, because we all are made in the same image and likeness of God. And they make these connections, but then the problem is that they don't understand that, like, those connections, those philosophical ideas, aren't specifically tied to the religion itself. Like, right. It's not tied to Christianity.
Well, the other thing, Connor, is that the founders were operating in a time when the civilized world, literally the world that was communicating with itself, mm-hmm. was Western Europe.
And that's true.
And so it didn't include all these other parts of the world. That while they were civilized, they weren't included in the civilization that was communicating with itself and was part of the founding of the United States. So the founding fathers' universe, the world in which they lived, was this Judeo-Christian world of Western Europe. But they were thinking about ideological concepts and governmental concepts that went beyond that.
Liberty, right, is why America is and became.
Yeah.
At the core of all of, like, and I think it supersedes any talk about, you know, Christian tradition, things like that. Like, that liberty is what the founders were protecting.
And the notion that the United States is a Christian country must be very troublesome to people, the many people in this country who are not Christian. And in fact, the number of people who are active Christians in this country has declined materially. The active Christians have become super active, and they have become super active politically, so that we're sort of in this, again, another one of these polarized situations where we've got a quiet majority of people in this country who are not religious or are not fundamentally driven by the Christian religion. They have other values. They might have Muslim values. They might have Hindu values. They might have Jewish values. They might have Buddhist values. They might have atheistic values. But
You're saying they don't have American values?
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, isn't it? Yes. It is a problem. Yeah. That's a problem.
I mean,
that's a fundamental problem.
Because, like, I mean, if you go to different religions, you see a lot of the same, you know, fundamental values that are actually in Christian tradition a lot of the same time. So I think it is like a understanding and a knowledge of separate religions, which can be traced back to the issues with the education system, right?
But again, I think this whole wrapping the arms around Christian nationalism is again a reactionary feeling that people have that the society that they want to have is slipping away from them. I had breakfast yesterday with a guy who was a long time, maybe I'll have him on at some point, a long time significant participant in the defense intelligence establishment. And I asked him about, how is our foreign policy conceived? Who makes it? How is it formulated? Is it in a dark room? Who's in that dark room? And at the end of the conversation, he said, fundamentally, what drives our foreign policy is the desire on the part of people to maintain the status quo. They like things the way they are. The United States is on top. It's fundamentally in charge. It's dominant. And that's what people want to preserve. And, you know, preserving the status quo, since everything is always changing, tomorrow, yesterday's status quo is the past, and tomorrow is the future. But if you're preserving the status quo, you're trying to preserve the past. You're operating with one foot in history and no feet in the future.
But I think they identify it maybe the same way, and they're aggressively attempting to change the culture of now, so that when you preserve status quo, once you make these in what I would argue are, you know, you want to talk about like radical or reactionary.
Who are the they we're talking about?
So, like the Christian nationalist narratives nationally.
So
like
these 19 states.
Far right wing.
These 19 states who are talking about trying to get a constitutional convention convened to try and change our constitution to make it much more clear that we are, in fact, a Christian nation.
Correct.
With Christian values.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So what would our founders think, do you think?
Hey, Ben, come here. Okay, Ben Franklin, come over here. What do you got?
And he's just like, what? I don't even know. I don't even know why I did this, guys. Like,
get the constable.
Yeah, what is going on?
It's completely confused.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, and also the other interesting thing about when we go back talking about like liberty and liberal, right? And the fact that, like, just a minute ago, I referenced that the founders were preserving liberty above all else. But, like, within that, there was still intense racism and support of slavery and other things that existed at the time that are inherently not liberal and not giving people liberty.
Right, right. It's because they...
But if you don't teach that, in the that's not in the textbook, Sandy.
Yeah.
You got to find ways to illuminate that in with depending on what textbook you're using.
You're sounding pretty woke to me, right?
I am awake.
You are... We got to go to a break. We're getting woke here.
Look out.
We'll be back.
Protect the children.
Woke or not.
We come back. We're all just asleep.